Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. Hey, this is a podcast all about your motivation, about your habits, about reaching high performance in your life, what we call HPX, the high performance experience, where you're more vibrant, you're more connected, you're more excellence-driven, and you're more fulfilled because you're living a life of personal freedom, because you're living a life of service, because you really believe in what we talk about, which is the desire for each of us to reach that highest level of performance in our life so that we can love and we can lead and that we can serve others. So honored to have you here today. Before we start this episode specifically, I wanted to let you know about something I'm so excited about. You know, we spent the last 4 years in deep research and development in creating our HPX wellness line. It's a nutrition line of three specific supplements that have really helped me in these last couple years optimize my brain, optimize my overall physical well-being for longevity, for joint health, for digestion, and frankly,
also give me that energy boost that I need once in a while. So the HPX Wellness line is just three products. So we're not starting some, you know, big supplement company or some MLM or seeking downlines here. I'm not trying to compete with any other supplement companies out there. Just like you, I take a lot of different products from a lot of different companies and I love them all. So this is not a judgment against anybody else. This is just that I couldn't find these specific functional products that I wanted, that I knew was well-sourced, clean, and frankly, uncompromising. And so here's what they are. We've got HPX Optimized, which many of you know is my brain health and mental focus supplement. That is how I maintain that creative edge, that ability to have the mental stamina I need to make through the day, to frankly, just be focused, you know, because I don't know about you, but mental fatigue and energy, it's something I got to deal with, you know, especially trying to serve as many people, do as many things as I do. So HPX Optimized keeps me mentally focused. Then we've got HPX Organic Boost. This is a 100% organic energy drink mix. You just basically tear open a little of these travel packets, you pour it in water, you mix it up, and boom, you're boosted. It is delicious. And as I said, it's 100% organic energy. It comes from beetroot, goji berry, coconut water powder, maca root, ulethro, schisandra, rhodiola, and organic clean energy from organic green tea. Just 60 milligrams, so much less than a cup of coffee. And you will not find a blend like this at these dosage levels anywhere on the marketplace. Plus, it's delicious, so I love that. And then finally, we've got HPX Essentials, which is basically like a functional multivitamin that we really built to support longevity. So it's got astragalus, resveratrol, chaga, to support your joint health. So we've got ginger, boswellia, turmeric, and our vitality blend in there for L-theanine, ginseng, and schisandra. It is an awesome blend as a functional multivitamin. And here's what I invite you to do. Go check these out at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com, all together, hpxwellness.com, and check them out. And I really actually invite you to compare and do some price shopping around. You will not see ingredients at this dosage levels in products like these anywhere on the marketplace at all, period, because most supplement companies could never afford to do this. What they do is they'll release like a proprietary blend that might have a few of these things in there, but they won't tell you what dosage, meaning what amount per serving per ingredient is in the actual product. So they kind of sprinkle it in there with just tiny dosage amounts that literally don't do anything. But when you see the dosage levels we put in of these amazing ingredients, you will feel the difference. And so go check it out. I invite you to compare and contrast. Again, I'm not trying to take on the supplement world. You know, there's companies out there that sell hundreds of supplements, different products. For us, it's just three, built specifically to optimize your performance, to give you that edge, to give you that high performance experience in a way that was uncompromising with well-sourced, well-researched ingredients and dosages that will make a difference in your life. Go check it out. HPXwellness.com. And with no further ado, let's jump into today's episode. We can all lose our motivation. The question is, do we regain it? The question is, do we show up when it really counts? The question is, are we aware when it's lost and what do we do to get it back? So let's talk about losing motivation in this context right now, because listen, if you haven't seen my hashtag on this, I want to let you know, it's not just a superficial thing. It's genuinely how I feel. I've been locked down for 28 days, but I keep saying I'm locked down, but fired up. Locked down, fired up. I don't think I've ever been generally as motivated as in my entire lifetime right now, because I can see the opportunity to serve. I can see the need out there. I can accept the challenge on myself, like, how am I going to deal with this? But it doesn't mean I don't lose my motivation too. And so what does losing motivation look like? Usually, let's talk through a few things. First, recognize almost all lost motivation is actually fatigue, burnout, overwhelm, and stress. It has nothing to do with motivation itself. It has to do with the conditions around it jacking up your motivation. So fatigue, that's why we're going to talk about self-care real fast. And I know you all know this being in our community, but if this hasn't moved up on your priority list, you're not even in the game yet. I talked with another client the other day who's like, Brendan, I haven't been affected by this at all. I still feel good. I still feel strong. Business is strong. Felt like he was in a good place. And I was like, oh, interesting. I was like, well, are you not feeling any fatigue from the news and the media? He's like, no, like you said, Brendan, I part of my self-care routine is I don't do a lot of consumption. I don't read a lot of the news, maybe once or twice a day. I don't do a lot of social media. I said, okay, that's cool. And I said, nothing else? You don't feel like the grind on you? You don't feel like overwhelm? No? Well, the way his coping was coming out was he was getting more agitated with other people. Not the way he treated him, because he's just a darling man with other people. But you know what was interesting? I heard him say it two or three times. It took a minute for me to pick up on it as a coach. I picked up on it. He was calling other people idiots. I'd never heard him call his team or anyone on his team an idiot. And he said the word idiot three times on the phone. And I was like, ah, because you know one way you cope with things? Judgment goes up. Because if you can be sure of your opinion right now, at least that's some kind of certainty. So a lot of people's certainty comes through their sense of self-righteousness. Their sense of, I'm going through this and other people are not. Which again is the devil of division, separateness. Oh, I'm dealing with this better than them. Suckers, idiots. And you know what happens? If you start thinking the world is full of idiots, lost motivation. Because you know what? You don't want to deal with those people anymore. And when you don't want to deal with those people anymore, you withdraw and unconsciously you lose motivation. When judgment goes up, motivation goes down. Why do you think the Dalai Lama is such an extraordinarily motivated man, especially for his age and health conditions? Because he's so accepting and loving of people. When you are accepting and loving of people as where they're at, as an opportunity to serve, your motivation's different. So how does this come back to self-care, Brendan? What the heck are you talking about? Well, this person didn't realize his fatigue was coming out as judgment. His stress was coming out as judgment. He didn't make that connection. But because he was not taking care of himself, because he was bragging about working three times as much and it's not affecting him and everything's fine, what came to be true was he was fatigued. He lost his self-care routines. Your self-care should be A+ right now. And for most people, it's not. In economic recessions and depressions, household budgets for alcohol double. Do you know that? It's already happened here in North America. Just like, oh, let's just spend more on alcohol. It immediately happens. Now people are saying, well, no, Brent, it's because we're locked in and we can't go to the restaurants as much. No, because when you went to the restaurants, you still spent the same or more. No, what's happening is people are, in their number one way that they're stealing from their self-care, is they're turning to addictions. Please be aware of that. Be aware of what you are turning to that's making you more tired. Because guess what? A hangover is fatigue, no matter how good your hangover is. The more you consume, drink, eat things that are unhealthy right now, and listen, I'm not here to be a preacher of your health. I'm just here to say it has effects. And since we're talking about lost motivation, please realize a hangover in any capacity is going to hurt the molecules that we know activate motivation. Dopamine, vasopressin, oxytocin, serotonin are all negatively impacted by any drug use and any alcohol. All of them are negatively impacted. So please realize that motivation is neurobiological as well, right? You can take a group of soldiers and over a 16-week period measure their sleep patterns and their perceived
sense of motivation and drive and watch it crater. You mess with people's sleep, you feed them bad things, you make them consume drugs and alcohol, and their motivation will drop. And I'm not here to preach, because you do what you want. Hey, if you love a glass of wine with your meal, I'm not here to preach about that. I'll have a glass of wine, no problem. I love a glass of wine. But I'm not likely in times of crises to have a bunch of them. And that's what's really important, because I know I already have a compromised brain. Many of you guys know I had a brain injury in 2011. And that brain injury like doesn't go away. So I'm always mitigating. And for me, I know if I overconsume bad food or alcohol the next day, I just don't feel good. And that slows down my ability to serve or be there for my family when it counts. And right now it counts. So please do your self-care. That means, if for those who need a convenient acronym to check your self-care, do this. Take your meds, M-E-D-S, meds. What does meds stand for? Meds stands for meditation, exercise, diet, sleep. That's your meds. Every day, meditate, exercise, diet, sleep. Get those down. Then I like to add the RX on it. RX, what's RX stands for? R stands for relationships. Deepen your appreciation and your presence in your relationship. X is the X factor, which is to me supplementation. Finding what your body needs biologically to optimize its performance. Many of you guys know I take my optimized supplement, which I know some of you guys have. I take that every day so I can stay mentally clear and sharp, especially in times of stress, because there's adaptogens and mushrooms in there. So everyone needs that. That's for me. I know I need that. You might know you need that morning cup of coffee. That's a supplement if you didn't know that. You might know that you're somebody who needs a little extra magnesium, iron, and B vitamins during times of stress. Great, pump those up. You might realize during times of stress, it's time for you to take your adaptogens, your rhodiola, your ginseng. That might be a time. Might be a time to boost your immunity. Take your mushrooms, your chaga, your reishi, your maki, your whatever else I'm forgetting. Right? You got to know. The X factor is always supplementation, but the R factor is relationships. So meds, RX. Meditation, exercise, diet, sleep. Nail those. RX. Relationship presence and energy. X, the supplementation to keep you going.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
Next up, and I'll move a little faster to some of these. Okay, remember, we're on lost motivation. So let's come back to this big key topic. And this is, make sure you are listening to motivating voices right now. Motivating voices. If you got a friend or a spouse who's constantly complaining, immediately stop exposure to that or let them know of its effect. And don't blame them. Say, you know what? I notice we've been really talking about the problems and the complaints about that. Let's talk about what we're appreciative of. Fire off five things you're grateful for. Just help me change my mindset. Acknowledge it's we, because all conversations are we. And then say, help me. Give me five things you're thankful for. Tell me five reasons you love me. Say three things that are going good and take control of that conversation. Another big idea behind this is, you know, if you're not listening to positive podcasts or participating in communities like this, this is the time to up that ante. For those who have funny friends, I have two friends, Dave and Adam, who are literally the funniest human beings on the planet. I'm convinced there is no funnier human beings. And I know you probably have friends like that too. You're like, no, Brendan, my friends are funnier than your friends. If you have that, let me suggest to you, you should be FaceTiming with them way more often through this crisis. It will change your levity. It will make you motivated. I laughed for like 2 hours the other night on a call with these two friends. My wife and I were literally in tears for 2 hours talking to these idiots, and it was fantastic. So you got to have those motivating voices, those people who are upbeat. For those who, you know, you're just now engaging in personal development, go listen to those positive podcasts. For those who are in spirituality, listen to your favorite pastor, whoever that might be. Like, get consumed into that. Put that literally in your ears as a podcast or a replay of what we're doing here. It will serve you. It will help rewire the brain, and it will take over the internal voices of strife and worry and implant positivity and better mindsets. So for me, as many of you know, I don't consume a lot. I just don't. I don't consume a lot of social media. I don't consume a lot of television. I don't consume a lot. I'm just not a consumption guy, except for books, to be fair. But recently I'm like, okay, I got to up my podcast game. I got to up my faith game. So I'm listening to more podcasts from my peers in my industry. I'm listening to more, you know, podcasts of faith that are really helping me. That's really important. Remember, motivation is triggered by ambition and action. These are the two triggers of motivation. Not everyone loves the word ambition, but these are the two scientific-backed triggers of motivation. Remove these, motivation doesn't last. Amplify these, motivation grows. Not my opinion. All of psychology points to this, all of philosophy for over 1,000 years. Ambition, if you don't like that word, because that has a connotation from the 80s, but ambition just means desire for more. That more can be more depth, more connection, more joy, more abundance, more success in any area, more peace, more harmony, more anything. Like, people think ambition is separate than peace or harmony. No, if you want more harmony, that's ambition, right? If you want a better meditative practice, that's an ambition for better meditation, right? Ambition is not separate from yoga or spirituality. The Dalai Lama wants to deepen his spirituality practice. That's ambition, right? It's attachment to the end result of ambition that can cause suffering. But the desire for greater or more or new, that's okay. It's when you are attached to how it has to go that can ruin your motivation. So let me talk about these two things. Number one, ambition. The most important thing for those who want motivation again, you must get back into a first 30-minute morning routine in which you connect with your ambitions. What does that mean? You better look at your goals every single day, and don't just look at them. Look at them, feel them, visualize them, talk through them, think about them. See, right now you're obsessed about the news and social media. I need you to obsess about your goals and your ambitions and your dreams again. Instead of laying awake worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow, lay awake trying to force your mind to visualize the ideal future. Your mental time towards visualizing, feeling, and self-talking about your ambitions and your goals are driving your motivation up or down. More time. See, most people say, well, it's not realistic now, Brendan. I'm like, I know, it's just required now. I'm okay, it's not realistic for you to achieve all your things. But if you lose touch with your idealistic future, you will lose your motivation. So key for people. What else do we know? Well, we know that in all of psychology, that motivation often follows momentum, action. And this is a real sticking point for people right now, in that people think, oh, well, you know, I'll just pause all these things until and see how this goes through. You need to make positive progress every single day. So what I want you to do in the morning I do this with my high performance planner. You guys can do it with whatever tools you have. I want you to write down your goals, your dreams. But listen, some people fill it out in the morning. I fill it out in the morning, my goals. I think about my long-term dreams, and then I just sit with it and I visualize it. I think through it. How can I do with that with excellence? How can I make that fun? How can I do that in uncommon ways that I'll enjoy? And let your mind stew on creating ways to achieve your dream. Let your mind stew on creative ways to enjoy the day. Like, you need to be visualizing more than you ever have before if you want motivation to sustain. That is a simple action everybody can do. Get really close every morning to your ambitions. And then also, just to get action, say, what are three things that I absolutely will do today that are not just household or health tasks? Meaning, get your workout in, big achievement. Feed the kids, big achievement. I still need you to do three things beyond surviving. Three things. What'd it be? I'll send that one email. For me, lately it's been, I'm gonna shoot this set of videos, or I'm gonna create that web page, or I'm gonna send out this prospect email for me and my business, right? I just need something from you every day beyond surviving that your brain goes, oh, I'm not just surviving. Listen, it has to be beyond self-care too. Yes, do your self-care, but I want you to go beyond self-care. Because here's what your mind, listen, please think, and I want you to all really tune into this. Be very attentive to what I'm about to say. If the mind only feels like it's doing the things that are necessary for self-care and survival, it will lose motivation still. That's the trick of the human brain. So let me say it another way. If all you think about is just self-care, which is powerful and you must, and survival stuff, powerful and must, but your mind doesn't feel like it's engaging something that is going to help you thrive, not just survive, motivation will go down unconsciously and you won't even know. You're like, I'm doing all the things, Brendan. And I hear this from people all the time. Brendan, I'm doing all the things. I yoga, I get a massage once in a while. I only eat green things. I run, I exercise, and I still have no motivation. Oh, because if the mind doesn't touch the rim of the future, if the mind doesn't every day touch the rim, do something that reaches for an idyllic future state, motivation will wane. It is one of the very unique things of the human species when we study animalistic, outside the human species, animalistic drive versus human drive. The human drive for connection to the future is innately tied to our sense of motivation. And what's happening is many people are obsessing and ruminating on the inconveniences of now, the threats of now, and the fear of now. And they're giving more time to consuming what is in front of them than they are to visualizing what could be. I'm here to say, if you lost motivation, you didn't lose motivation. You lost your touch with the future, babe. You didn't lose motivation. You lost the time spent touching the helm of the future by doing something simple today that has a positive impact in the future. That's why I need three things from you every morning. These are three things beyond self-care and beyond survival. Even if, look, one of those things can be sending an email. I need you to do something beyond just survival and self-care. I need you three things every day. It could be one email, one video, one something, one project that touches the hem or the rim of the future. If you'll get three of those every day, that to the brain will say, I'm touching ambition, I've got some action, I've got some momentum. And those little pieces of momentum, no matter how big a deal, momentum sparks motivation. Everything will change for you.
All right. Hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks, to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember, every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do, because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brandon, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.